Jason. It's Seanette. I know. I really shouldn't be calling. I know I'm supposed to be moving on with my life, but it just hasn't been easy. And this stupid COVID thing's just making everything harder. Having all of this time at home has got me thinking a lot. You know how much I miss you. And it's just been a little hard lately. Because I heard the news about you. I heard you met someone new. And, well, I guess I'm just feeling a little jealous. I'm sorry, I know I shouldn't feel this way. It's been so long, and you deserve to have a nice girl in your life. I guess I'm just jealous because, well, because she really seems like the perfect girl for you. It's not just how well you two get along, and how much she laughs at your jokes, and the life goals you two share. It's not just that. I feel kind of uncomfortable saying this, but, well, she seems like the little girl you've always wanted. Like, the little girl I could never quite be for you. I mean, sure, I was nice and small. Barely 5 feet tall and 85 pounds. A skinny little frame with little boobies. I know you must miss fucking me. Because it felt like, you know, fucking a 13-year-old, didn't it? And I know how much you liked when I'd call you daddy. When I would dress up in little girl's underwear and suck on a pacifier and hold my stuffy while you played with my body. I'll bet sometimes it even felt like fucking a little 5-year-old, didn't it? But I know it's gotta be even better with Kaylee. She might be a little taller and a little heavier, but she has that tiny, bony frame. She's even skinnier than me, isn't she? I bet you just love feeling her skinny legs and arms. You love feeling her bony hips and her ribs. And she's even got the tiniest little bum and those cute little mosquito bite titties. But does she know? Does she know that the main reason you like her is because she's got the body of a 12-year-old girl? Come on. You can admit it. You're attracted to her because she looks like a 12-year-old. Well, it's even more than just her looks, isn't it? Her voice, too. She even sounds like a little kid. You didn't notice it at first, but then that first time when you heard her voicemail box message, she sounds like she could be a 10-year-old. God, I bet you can't wait until you can get her talking dirty to you in bed. Imagine that, touching her little childlike body, hearing her adorable kitty voice begging for your cock to stuff her insides. But, well, you're not there yet. And I guess that's what makes me feel the most jealous of her. When I met you, I'd already fucked a bunch of guys, and even a few girls. It wasn't so bad, because I had some experience, and I could give you a really good fuck. But you were my daddy, and I was your little girl. And you didn't just want a good fuck. It's different with her, isn't it? She's still a virgin. She's never had a man's cock meat inside of her. Well, she's never even had a finger inside of her. Can you believe that? You're gonna be the first man to feel the inside of her tight little pussy hole. See what I mean? She's just perfect. She's the perfect little girl for you. The body of a 12-year-old, the voice of a 10-year-old, and she's has a perfectly intact hymen. God, I bet it's gonna feel so good to pierce her little cunt hole. You're gonna make her cunt bleed all over your cock, Daddy. I mean, Jason. You like that thought, though, don't you? You're gonna take that big, fat cock of yours and stab it right into Kaylee's insides. Don't go slowly. Don't ease it in. I want you to force your cock into her virgin pussy. You're gonna feel her pussy rip open around your cock. You're probably gonna make her cry, too. Imagine that. Just a sweet little girl wrapping her arms around you, crying out in pain as you stab open her tight kitty pussy. God, you're gonna love it. You're finally going to experience what it feels like to rape a 12-year-old girl. I'm a little sad that I could never give that to you, but honestly, I'm happy that you'll be able to experience it. And the best part is, well, Kaylee doesn't know how much of a pervert you really are, does she? She thinks she's going to lose her virginity to this really sweet, good-looking guy. A normal guy with good values and nothing to hide. That's the kind of guy she's always wanted but could never find. She's such a sweet girl, isn't she? She's so kind and caring. She really does want the best for people. There isn't a hateful bone in her body. Well, actually, there are a few things that make her really upset. A certain kind of person she really doesn't like. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? She told you herself. Kaylee hates pedophiles. And you're such a sick fuck that just knowing that makes your cock hard. As cute and sweet as she is pretty fucking naive. She has no idea that she's dating a pedophile. She thinks that you love touching her, but really, you just love the thought of touching a 12-year-old girl. She probably thinks that you like the way she sucks your dick. But she has no idea that while she's slurping on your child-raping cock, you're thinking about molesting little kids. And that's exactly why it's going to be so much fun for you to stuff your cock inside of her body, isn't it? You're such a fucking pervert, and I love it. You're going to make this naive girl lose her virginity to a pedophile. You know, that's the kind of thing that could really fuck a girl up. A girl's first time is special. She'll remember it for the rest of her life. It would scar her for life to know that the only reason you filled her insides with sperm is because you imagined her as a prepubescent little kid. Do you realize that? Jason, it would traumatize her to know that she lost her virginity to a pedophile. Oh my God. Maybe she'll even fall in love with you. Oh, poor little girl. In love with a pedophile. It almost makes you feel bad. She really is a sweet girl. And truth be told, I know you don't want to hurt her. So, it can be our little secret. I know I can't be with you anymore. But I'm honestly so happy to know that you're getting to live out your sick pedophile fantasies. You don't have to tell her the truth. She doesn't need to know what kind of a depraved pervert you are. She doesn't need to know that you're thinking about fucking little kids while you're fucking her. It's okay, because I know what you're thinking about when you touch her frail little body. I know what you'll be thinking of when you fuck her. And I like it. I like knowing that while you fuck her, you're thinking about fucking a child. That's what I want you to think about, okay? I want you to stuff your pedophile cock inside of her tight little pussy hole. And I want you to imagine that you're fucking a child. Do it! Fuck the shit out of this girl while you think about raping children. Oh, God. She's gonna love it when you fuck her. She won't even realize that she's desperate and begging for a pedophile to fuck her. She won't know how much she loves it when a child molester fills her all the way up with that kitty fucker's sperm of his. But I'll know. I'll know all the sick, nasty things you think about when you fuck her. And honestly, I like that. I know we can't be together, but it's nice to have this little secret between us. It's nice to have something that's just ours, you know? I guess I never really got over you. I love you, Jason. I hope Kaylee takes good care of you. But if you ever need a little encouragement, don't be afraid to give me a call, okay? Bye.